Yes, sir. What's good? What's good? What's going on, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's MoSports TV, March 26th, baby. It's March Madness in this motherfucker. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm with the gang, Matt Chi, yes, Big Ed, Uncle Mike.
What's up, y'all?
And myself, CMO Sports. You already know what time it is. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk some March Madness, like I said. We're going to talk some NBA, some NFL, some MLB even. So we got some scandals. Yeah, we got a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah,
happy to be back once again. Make sure you follow and subscribe and like. Matt Capello, my boy. What's up, Matt? My nigga Matt Capello.
Double R, what up, baby? Tar
Shout out to Wax Sniper. This is my boy from the card shit, man.
Oh, there you go.
One of my boys from the card shit, man.
All right.
Follow me all the way here.
What do we want to kick it off with? I feel like March Madness is like the place to go first, just because it's hot. We got Unk in the Tar Heels gear right here. And obviously Double R is also fired up. So what has been kind of the craziest, the most March Madness moment of March Madness thus far to you guys?
Oakland. And that old ass dude,
Golki,
dude, Golki's like 26 or some weird shit.
He's been in college for like five. This is his fifth season,
bro. That's disgusting.
That's a nasty bag one. But yo, that game, he was everything green, everything was green,
right?
Every single shot off the dribble, fade away, everything was going in. He had a game of a lifetime. And it was cool. He had his 15 minutes of fame, but he'll be working at the car dealership within 3 years, right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah. Golki Honda of Oakland. Don't say Oakland.
Golki Honda of Oakland.
Women's bracket for sure has been elite. Yeah, women's bracket's going crazy. Caitlin Clark is apparently hairy to some people on Twitter, and it's just kind of all over the place. There's a lot of March Madness going on.
Well,
NC State been going crazy, too.
Yeah.
NC State is nice as hell.
NC State.
It's just like it's that time of year where you just see people that you have never heard of all of a sudden start lighting up these NBA, WNBA level prospects. And I feel like that's what makes March Madness so special.
Yeah, it's always fun because you always get these mid-major teams that literally come out of nowhere. And they were always a great team. They just never had the chance to play a showcase team until that point. They have all the heart and ambition and hunger to beat these teams. That is their, you know, that is their championship game, that first round,
right?
Because they know they're probably not going to make it all the way, right? But if they can upset somebody and make the headlines and make the news, they're going to go hard. They're on national TV for the first time in the last time.
Yeah,
it's the first and the last time they're going to be on national television.
Right.
So they got to show the fuck out.
I wasn't really, like Ed was saying about NC State, I'm not really that impressed with Marquette's win this past weekend either. So I'm like, I kind of like NC State as an 11 seed. Are they going to be a Cinderella candidate this year, do we think?
They can play, man. They took North Carolina to the woodshed, man.
I saw that
from that big boy is a nice handful.
Yeah.
And me personally, I think if that boy trim up, get a good dietitian, he can do some things in the NBA. But he's just a little bit too big for the NBA right now.
Yeah, that's what
he can play.
That's when I discovered NC State. I'm like, yo, when they beat North Carolina in the ACC championship,
right?
Because I'm a big UNC fan. Unk is too. You know, we got. It's there, but NC State impressed me. That guard.
What's his name? That dude was killing him, man.
Yeah, he was eating.
He was eating him and the big boy. Big boy had his way.
Yeah. So once I saw that, I was like, I'm gonna remember this come bracket time when it's time to fill out my bracket. Even though I got them in my bracket losing to Marquette, I got Marquette going all the way to the Final Four.
Mm.
But because I got them, there's a two seed. I got them going to Final Four. But if NC State was in any other bracket, I would have had them going to at least like the Elite Eight.
And the thing about, like, I mean, right now, the winner of that game, NC State and Marquette, plays the winner of Houston and Duke. And I look at Houston, like, I think Houston wins this game.
Duke is beatable.
Houston's going to beat them up. But then again, I look at that 11 seed game. If they end up playing NC State, if they could skate past Marquette.
Winner loses to NC State if NC State beats Marquette.
Bro, the Drake curse, they gave Drake a jersey. The Houston Cougars gave Drake a jersey.
Mm.
It's gonna come back and bite him.
He picked Kentucky.
Who, Drake? Yeah. And they lost first. Yeah, they lost first round. I mean, it's
their
incredible.
Head coach gotta go, bro.
Calipari, the Italian Doc Rivers.
But it's so hard to establish something because, bro, they all everything's one and done down there.
Yeah.
Everything is one and done. Produce
NBA talent, though. So.
And that's what's the problem is you can't
as a
put
team,
together
as a
team.
Program. But like, yes, you create
great
NBA, great NBA talent, great individuals. But as a team, they're never gonna win the championship because nobody wants to stay the second, third year. At UNC is damn near older than the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Man.
Yeah. Everybody's in their fourth year or super senior. Yeah. And that's why we come in every year. Yeah, fine. Nobody no makes NBA it to talent. The next. Who was the last good guy? Cole Anthony? Yeah. No you NBA know what I'm saying? Talent. Who cares? Yeah. All right. But we win chips, bro. I'm not worried about the players going to the NBA. My team is
always relevant.
College.
Always relevant.
I don't give a fuck what they do in the NBA. You know what I mean? So.
I don't really produce an NBA player.
Not really. We don't.
Right here. We produce this dude right here. That's all we need to talk about.
Yeah.
We okay.
Yeah. Produce player, greatest player of all time. Fuck it. I'll take that.
So who do you guys have? And let's talk Final Four. Because right now, about to be the round of 16. You know, we got a little ways to go. But who do you guys have ultimately as your top four teams left?
I have
who's in the bracket?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of teams in the black.
UConn, San Diego State's going to be good. Iowa State, Illinois. The Midwest, you got Purdue, Gonzaga, Tennessee, and Creighton. South region, you got Houston and Duke. That's going to be the most entertaining, the South region. Definitely. You got Marquette and NC State.
And that's right. I love those two matchups right there just because of
South. It's going to be fun to watch.
Out West, we got Carolina and Bama, which can be entertaining. And you got Arizona
Purdue
and
with
Clemson.
Edie, is that what you were going to say, bro? Zach Edie was eating
fuck
the other
ass,
day.
Bro.
Edie's tough.
But he's tough. Oh, he's tough in college, but he's not going to do anything in the NBA.
No all white teams go to
Gonzaga.
Zaga's good though, but I got North Carolina, I got UConn in my Final Four, I have Marquette, and I have Purdue. I got three number ones in the number two. I'm as vanilla as it gets with this with the tournament bracket this year. I'm trying to actually win money this year.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Instead of trying to pull off,
has that like winning blood to them? You know,
they're winners. They're winners.
That's why I'm kind of like a little afraid of them in a sense. How high do you think Edie goes in the draft? I put him around 10-12. I was talking about that the other day, actually, with my cousin, and he was falling. We looked up on Tankathon. He was falling like second round, 32nd or 33rd pick it was either the Blazers or the Spurs. And I'm like, if he goes to the Blazers, he's cooked. If he goes to the Spurs, he might be great.
The 4-year centers, they never get drafted in the first round. Like, for example, Bacot on UNC is an absolute dog. He's not going to get drafted. He probably is not going to get drafted at all.
Nah, I mean,
he'll go.
He's
height,
older.
He'll go. Big boy.
But UNC is literally older.
Fifth year, fourth year.
Their average age is older than the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Just because of Armando Bacot.
It's just nuts. He's too old. So it's like, you know, them 4 years. Centers, especially at that.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, live your life in college.
DJ Horn, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's literally.
They're having fun.
Not going to the league.
They're getting paid, and they're staying.
Are they getting paid?
He might be getting NIL money. They're
getting paid, bro.
Probably.
They all paid forever. Now it's just legal.
So we're talking about March Madness. The Caitlin Clark situation, she's obviously been incredible. But can we believe that you literally could not bet for Iowa State to lose this past week? Like, you couldn't bet against them. It was just they were that big of a favorite.
You mean Iowa?
Or Iowa, I'm sorry. You couldn't bet for Iowa to lose that game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And me personally, I think the betting is hurting sports now. Because I think it's hurting
sports. They're not sports. Crazy out here.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. It's been
with the chip. I was not going to win the chip at all. They don't got enough.
I mean, they have no depth, obviously, at this point. It's just
South Carolina or LSU.
South Carolina.
We're
going to
see them. That's
I think it's going to
the
be
championship game. You know, they're undefeated.
South Carolina is just they come
dogs.
At you in waves, man.
They're dogs from top to bottom. Even the coach is unbelievable.
Dawn Staley.
Yeah, she's a beast.
She was great in college.
But to loop back onto the sports gambling is making things worse in all sports.
Yeah,
by the way. Every single sport. It's not just one major sport. It's every major sports league, even college as well.
Yes.
That is getting crazily corrupted. And don't get it fucked up. Youth football, sports gambling is very relevant too. In the South, people bet on Pop Warner games big time. And they tell the kids, they incentivize the kids. Hey,
7-on-7
you get this many touchdowns, I'm going to pay you out. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And them kids go crazy over it. But for example, Jonte Porter is being investigated by, you know, I guess the feds. I don't know who he's getting investigated
by.
The NBA. Supposedly, he had a line of, what, 2.5 points or three assists or something like that?
Yeah, it was three rebounds. And he ended up, it was like garbage time or something like that. It was a crazy prop that he had, and it was a parlay of his unders, basically. And he refused to take a last second shot. You know, he kind of just dribbled the ball out in a very questionable state. And then the next game, he had put up 13 points, and somebody had hit, I believe it was a bet for like $4 million. Off of one of these that really set off an alarm, and they were like, wait a minute, why is Jonte Porter the most bet prop that we had this past
out of nowhere night?
And he left when the game that he left, where all of his people took the unders, he said it was his like eye. He's like, I re-aggravated my eye injury, but he didn't even get touched. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Weird shit. And then on top of that, like you said, he was the most bet prop.
Who's betting John?
He's the most bet player prop in the whole game. And he's a reserve player, pretty much. Barely plays. Doesn't get any minutes. And you're the most bet on player prop?
But then again, like, does this fall? So the NBA, this is an article from last summer. DraftKings, FanDuel become the NBA's co-official sports betting partners. Who do you have to blame but yourselves?
Yep. I agree. The players are just finessing the system at this point. And speaking of players finessing the system, what's good, bro, is Ohtani. The MLB's trying to cover it up. Like, it's no fucking big deal. But here at Mo Sports, we don't do cover-ups over here. We bring shit to the motherfucking
table.
Let's talk
about it.
We're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about how Ohtani's main man, his translator, it's a $4.5 million wire from Ohtani, uses that money to gamble with.
And it was revealed Ohtani's fluent in English.
He's playing a fucking, he's been playing us. He's been playing us, and he's been playing us good.
We've been hoodwinked, bamboozled,
left his shirt, rock,
run amok.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
And like, this is nuts. This is actually crazy. And what blows my mind more is that the MLB is covering it up.
They're doing the best they can.
Blatantly covering it up. Because we know damn well this was Ohtani's doing. Mm-hmm. Ohtani did this.
And can I go ahead? My question to this, if they sweep this shit under the rug, what are we going to do with Pete Rose? What are they going to do with Pete Rose? If they sweep this under the rug, what are they going to do with Pete Rose? Because the people are going to go crazy because it's obvious what's going on. And Pete Rose admitted to what he was doing. He didn't bet on his team, but he did bet. But this dude, millions and millions and millions. And if they sweep this under the rug, Pete Rose is – something's going to have to be done with Pete Rose.
But here's the thing. Nothing's going to be done with Pete Rose. Yeah, that's the sad part.
I gotta think about this, though. Ohtani's more the baseball than what Pete Rose was.
Yeah, Ohtani, that's what I said. Like, what happened? He's the golden boy.
Ohtani's right now, Pete Rose is the golden
boy. He's on the Dodgers.
And there's a lot of money at play.
Okay,
with
but it's Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer, bro. He's all time hits.
Pete Rose was the number one hit leader in the league.
So is Barry Bonds. What the fuck does that mean?
But still, he did something dirty. But Pete Rose did something dirty. But if they're going to cover up Ohtani's shit, They got to do something with Pete Rose.
Is worth as much as Ohtani is?
Not right now, he's not.
He was at the time.
Though.
At the time, Pete Rose wasn't.
He was the all-time leader in hits,
He was the all-time leader in hits at the end of the day.
4,000 hits. You can't just
brush that off. They're not letting that happen. That's all I'm saying.
No, something's going to go down.
The translator going to take the fall and going to do a little jail time.
I have the Jonte Porter parlay if you guys want to hear the bet, the ticket, the alleged ticket that this was. All right. It was Jonte Porter under 8.5 points, under 4.5 assists, and under 1.5 three-pointers made. It was for $80,000 to win $1.12 million, and he subbed himself out after 4 minutes in the game of saying his eye hurt.
Yep. Yep.
You're guilty, buddy.
You're going to jail.
But how are they going to catch it?
Get ready to learn Chinese, mean, buddy.
How are they going to catch it?
The they caught him. He's caught already. Yeah. He's done.
They
he's already fucked.
They got to find out.
Because it's...
They already found out his friends were bad.
It was his people. His people put up so much money. Mm-hmm. They're going to look at those accounts for those people that bet on him, figure out their social security numbers, who they are, and... Who are they in relation to Jonte Porter? And if there's any degrees of separation within 3 degrees of separation between that person and Jonte Porter, he is cooked.
And I think the issue is, too, is he could have known, like, it might, I mean, the odds of it not being malicious in an intent for him to win money is slim. But it could have been like, hey, before the game, he was like, you know, I'm probably not going to play this whole game.
Probably set it up.
Let me text my boy. Just let him know, yo. I'm probably not playing this whole game. Throw something in on my unders. You
NBA
know?
The feds. I don't even
and
know
that, that's illegal as fuck.
And Adam Silver, yeah, it is. And Adam Silver has said that they have like investigators within the FBI that are in on these players, tracking their movements, seeing everything you do. Yeah, it's no.
It is not just. It doesn't have to do with sports betting at all. It's literally they got the feds watching all these players. For example. I bet you Patrick Mahomes' dad, the week before the Super Bowl, was getting followed by the feds.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I'm telling you. Oh, the feds were like, ooh. Because he beefed on Swifty. He beefed on her. I don't want to sit with her in the booth. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada. Okay. All right. You want to talk? Okay. All right. We got something for your ass. They was following his ass. And once he got out that motherfucking club.
They banged him.
They got his ass. Got him. I'm telling you, that's what happened to Patty Senior. But yeah, that's real shit. Like, you think there's so much money involved that these NBA teams don't have private investigators and the feds on every single fucking player? Right. They probably have phones tapped and everything.
Read that. Pete Rose band gotta be done. Yeah.
Something's
gotta be done.
But it's not, though. It's not. I mean, here's the thing, and this is what I'm trying to tell you, Uncle Mike. Otani's going to get away with this.
He is. Absolutely.
So there's no way that they're going to lift Pete Rose's fucking ban because Otani didn't get caught.
They have records of Otani sending money, bro.
Yeah, but they're not.
No, they're going to say the translator stole it.
They're saying the translator.
They say the translator stole it.
Otani's not going to get in not one game suspension. Not one.
I agree.
And they're going to sweep it under the rug, and Pete Rose is still going to be banned.
Yeah.
Now, if Otani would have got caught, and they would have let it go, then yes, okay, we'll let go of Pete Rose. But that's a slippery slope because now that's going to give the green light to every MLB player that they can fucking do whatever they want, sports gambling, and get away with it.
Yeah.
So the translator is going to have to take the fall. Translator, better learn Chinese. I mean, better learn English, pal.
Nah, Otani ain't going to press charges against him. Otani ain't going to press charges. Gonna do anything
don't that need to be matter, Otani. Bro. It's going to be the feds that's going to press charges on him. Ain't going to be Otani.
He'll be all right. He'll be at a low. Do a couple years. Otani is going to hold it down. He's going to be straight when he get home. So it don't matter. He's probably laughing. They were on the video laughing. Yeah,
$700 million. What the fuck you stealing?
How do you steal $4.5 million? Yeah, without anybody blaming that.
Otani knew what was going on.
We'll put this in street terms. You're with a drug dealer driving in the car. Drug dealer gets pulled over and you're in the car with him and he has a kilogram of Yoli in his car. He puts it under your seat. When y'all get when they search the car and they find the car, they find the coke in the car, they're like, oh, whose is this? And the drug dealer while the motherfucker this guy, or either that or nobody says anything. And y'all both take it to court.
Nah.
And he's like, the drug dealer gonna be like, look, nah. I'm gonna give you this much money. I'm gonna give you this. Nope. I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you that. Or I could kill you. Right. Or my people could kill you.
Kill you
what are the two? Which one do you want to do? You want to do this jail time and be good, set for life, or or you want to die. Which one do you want to do? And that's the equivalency of Ohtani and his translator.
When
right
you
now.
Shoot him on the spot. Fuck it. I'm going to jail, bitch. You dying.
Fuck that. You know that translator is still that 4.5
million.
Going
to jail for nobody.
Betting is a plague. It's literally killing sports.
It's literally killing sports.
Epidemic.
It's killing sports. And it's killing the minds of young men, too, by the way. Sports gambling is fucked up. I'm not going to sit up here
and
lie.
It's addictive. I know it's people I work with in my hall, that's all they do is chase their fucking their betting. All they do at work, a lot of cats chasing their betting. It's fucking bizarre, man.
I used to be a huge fan of sports gambling. We used to run a Discord. We used to sell picks.
I don't even believe
it. We don't do that shit no more. Why? Because, one,
I'm not gambling.
There's
myself.
A lot of degeneracy involved with the game, with sports gambling. There's a lot of fucked up people that, one, professionally sports bet, and two, sports bet every day. If you sports bet every day, there's a problem, bro. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what anybody got to say. And that's a fucking problem. I don't care.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's a problem because it's not a profitable or sustainable business model.
Exactly why it's a problem.
It's not though, because
it's not one time, bro. Like, you gotta hit super big.
I mean, but that's
like other dudes that hit super big and gas people up to sell picks.
Yeah,
like, you hit big one time, that's why you can waste a whole bunch of money.
And maybe like back in the day, like I'd say, like right after COVID, there was a time where like NBA props were super unknown. It was kind of uncharted territory, and that was like, hey, and you could probably make something here, or like live betting, you know, in that sense, like, hey, we could slip in something here and there. But
these books are up on everything,
they are way too smart these days.
When they started with the betting, you gave the mob the green light to just do what they do, bro.
Yeah,
that's right up their alley.
I mean,
bro.
When I feel like when FanDuel and DraftKings started putting out not just parlays, but also their parlays, was when it was like, this is
corrupt. Yeah,
like this is totally. Why am I getting, you know, Kay Adams 4-leg touchdown parlay on my you know, FanDuel? I don't know. Come on, bro. It's disgusting. It's all for entertainment and to just rinse your pockets.
It's literally bad. It's really bad. And I don't support sports gambling anymore.
Just give it to the Salvation Army.
And if I give y'all picks, I'm not sitting up here telling y'all to fucking bet your life on it ever. Don't even fucking bet even 1% of your bank account on it when I put out a bet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really do not support sports gambling. It's becoming an actual problem. It's becoming damn near on the level of drugs. Sorry. Yeah. It really has became... He's gotten to that level very fast, too. Very fast.
Way faster.
Very fast. Yeah.
You're better off just playing roulette.
I know girls who do that
way
shit.
Better.
You have better odds doing black or red, bro. You have better odds. You do. You really do. Because everybody thinks they're so fucking big brain with sports. You hit one parlay, and you know sports now, buddy. No, shut the fuck up. You don't know shit, bro.
You see the guy that was betting all favorites? He won. He was like 9-0 on Barstool Sports. Like,
it's such a big brain. Oh my God.
They were like 9-0 and it was all favorites. And it's like, come on, man. It's just super cool.
Favorites and overs. You're so smart. Okay.
Yeah. Eight parlays for +300.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're no better than the old head going to the fucking deli and getting fucking Mega Million tickets.
Yeah.
You're no better. Honestly, you're no better.
Bro, I do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a problem too. Yeah,
I just do it Tuesdays and Fridays. I got the same set of numbers.
Yeah, I know you do.
$20 a week. That's it. I don't do nothing else.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, all right, you say that shit. If I hit, you're gonna be there. What's up, Unc?
You fucking right, I will. You fucking right.
I love you, Unc.
You're chosen by God. You're chosen by the gods.
Sports betting is probably worse than actually going to a casino.
Absolutely.
I mean, now,
yeah, because you can leave the casino.
The sports books in the casino.
Shit right
too.
On your phone.
I mean, Parks Philly is insane. Like, you could walk in there, I could place a 10-leg parlay, and then go play roulette while watching it not hit. You know, like that's it. And it's a cool experience because you got all these TVs, you got drinks, you got food. It's like everything you could have ever wanted. There's no windows, so you can't see what time it is outside, and they're just. It's vibes.
Have you ever gone to the one right up there on 37, right in Tom's River there?
Favorites?
Like, I don't know. Just, I know people.
The horse betting place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in there. I delivered pizza in there. Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I mean, I don't really bet horses, but it's cool in there.
You got a problem if you bet horses, bro.
That's the old. That's what old heads did, though.
People are about to start betting the Olympics this summer.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be crazy.
The Olympics is not bad. You can't really rig the Olympics.
I mean, you can. You can. Anything can be rigged. And that's for sure. Any sport. I mean, anything.
The Russians taking PEDs just a few years ago.
Anything.
Russians taking PEDs forever, bro.
So, all right, let's move on from sports gambling. Let's go on to the NFL. There's been some new rules, and we don't fucking like them. So the first one is the hip drop tackle. You can't even grab somebody and by the hips from behind, pause, and tackle them.
That's crazy. That's football. People been doing it forever.
That's literally tackle football.
Now, with Derrick Henry is running out of the fucking corner at 23 miles an hour, and they got to hit him head up now.
This is going to be a lot of truck sticks this year. I will say that's going to be the only good part about it. There's going to be
stiff arms, too.
Yeah, because you can't even grab them from behind at all now.
Straight dragging them. They're just going to be dragging them.
If you're going to grab a ball player from behind, it's either one, a horse collar, right? Or now it's a hip drop. So there's no way you could grab him. If you see his back, it's over. You can't touch him now. Literally.
You got to run around him and then come back.
Yeah, you got to run around him.
Grab his shirt and reach down and grab a leg. Yeah.
Ankle, dive at his ankles and try and trip him.
Well, you know what? It's funny that we mentioned this. This is then going to produce more offense. And what's something that the NFL was actually concerned about is that the average score of their games from 2020 to 2024, it actually went from 49.4 to 43.3. And that's a discrepancy that they apparently weren't happy about, and they want more offense in their games. So I feel like this could just be a ploy to kind of get that. Like, they're just going to get it, whether we like it or not.
Offense gets everything in football. It's not even football. The defense, their hands are tied, right?
Yeah.
The offense might as well go out with flags on. You can't touch them.
It's getting to that point. I see in 50 years. There ain't gonna be no tackle football in the NFL.
10, 15. It's disgusting.
It's getting to that point.
The NFL will be.
It's gonna turn into 7v7 eventually.
Just flag.
I remember just straight 7v7.
You can't even breathe on a quarterback.
I can see it.
I remember when quarterbacks were just players. They used to get the shit beat out of them and played.
I can see a day. I can definitely see a day the NFL just starts a 7v7 league and just says fuck it.
It's more safe.
We're not gonna get sued. So much less injuries. Yes, you're still going to get the ACL tears and shit like that. But as far as like concussions, as far as like
health
broken bones, just straight up beat downs on your body, I can see that actually happening.
And if you notice, most of the injuries, you know, you get some contact injuries, but you get those soft tissue injuries.
Right.
That's from their collective bargaining agreement. They took out practice. They took practice away.
Yeah.
Them guys, when your tendons and everything's all hardened and callous, you tend to last longer. These guys they have a little light preseason. The training camp, it's soft.
They're too fragile with them. Yeah. You can't replicate in-game movements like you can.
That's why you got guys all these non-injured. You're getting guys walking off the field getting hurt. My boy Greenlaw running onto the field getting hurt. Because they're not callous.
How does that happen?
They're not calloused and hardened. That's what that is. Back in the day, those guys wore pads. They had played Sunday, off Monday, back in there Tuesday in pads. Back when I was coming up.
Yep.
And walk around on Friday. It's disgusting.
I mean, even when I was
in high school,
high school, pads on Tuesday, we're rocking and rolling. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Pads on Monday because the game was on Friday or Saturday.
And their collective bargaining agreement, they took practice out. The guys don't come back till Wednesday.
Right.
They don't come back till Wednesday, and there's no pads. They do no more hitting after the season starts. That's how the guys are getting hurt now.
Not getting hit enough.
Yeah. What was it, like 12 quarterbacks were hurt at one point? Starting quarterbacks were out. I think it was like week 10 or something like that. It was gross.
And the majority of the injuries are soft tissue injuries. They're not getting hurt on the field. They're getting hurt walking or jogging.
Yep. Another shitty NFL rule was the kickoff rule. I think they moved up the kickoff again.
They're just trying to take it out of the game.
Here's the question. Should kickoffs even exist at this point? Because every kickoff already was a touchback.
Devin Hester wouldn't have an NFL career.
What's the percentage of kickoffs turning into touchbacks last year? had to be well over 85%.
No, way more than that. Everybody kicked it off. It kicked it deep. It's disgusting.
Now it's going to be like 95. If you're not doing an onside kick, why are we doing kickoffs? Just start them at the fucking 20.
Nope.
Start them at the fucking 20. Just eliminate the whole fucking thing. Unless they're doing it onside. If they're doing it onside, all right, let them line up.
No, but then that takes the fun out of it because you don't know if they're doing it or not. It's
that
disgusting.
Takes out the surprise onside kicks now. You know what I mean?
It's entertainment. I get it. I really get it. But it's just all about points, 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 points. You're taking the purity out of football.
If they're going to keep on pushing it up, they should do an XFL type of rule where they have to run it back.
No matter where it's kicked.
Have to bring it out. Start him at the 40, and they have to bring him out. There's not going to be enough time of collision for anybody to really get hurt badly. Start at the 50. And if the kicker kicks it out of bounds, fucking penalize him and make him go to the 35. Yes. No, I'm talking about past the goalpost, too.
Oh, out the back. Out
he
the
has
back
to
side.
Fit it in there, and they got to run it back. I would like that. Start them at the 50, and they have to kick it within.
Got to return.
That's a good fucking. I like that. We gotta clip that, Sergio, because that's a good idea. I like that idea. But yeah, they that's what they gotta do with kickoffs because or just take it out the fucking game in general.
Right.
But Trey White to the Rams. How do we feel about that? I mean, who really gives a fuck? I know, but. Trey White, is he washed? Is he done? Is he?
He's just injury prone. That's really it. He can't
corner,
stay healthy.
Right?
Yeah, from the Bills.
From the Bills, six or something like that.
Kind of upset the Giants didn't get him, but I don't know. Who knows?
What are the Giants doing?
Who knows what the fuck the Giants are doing?
I don't know. I don't have any comment about that.
Yeah, what y'all think about this Caleb kid going to Eli?
Who? Caleb?
Caleb, whatever his name is. What do y'all think about him pulling the Eli? I'm like, nah, I don't want to go to Chicago.
That's what I've heard, but
yeah. He has no state.
He's literally hasn't said that out of.
I'm
his
saying,
mouth,
what do you
so.
Think about
everything?
If
is
he
like
does
allegedly
that.
From his camp. Everybody, it's like, first they're alleged, and then secondly, it's from his camp. So it's like, what are we really getting at here?
They don't want him to go to Chicago.
But
I wouldn't want to go
thing.
To Chicago.
When Eli Manning did it, he already had a brother in the league.
Mm-hmm.
His father, like, he has a fucking name.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams doesn't have enough fucking stock power to say, "Hey, I don't want to go to the Bears."
I think Caleb Williams doesn't mind going to Chicago.
I think
it's so everybody
either.
Around him doesn't want to go. Because
they've
want him
seen
to go
what
to Chicago.
They do to quarterbacks.
Right. Chicago's a place of
you rot.
Go
you
there,
rot
lose your career,
time.
Man.
But like they have a good core right now. They got Keenan Allen, line. DJ Moore. Who they have at running back? What?
They got rid of it.
Chuba? No, not Chuba.
No, they just got DeAndre Swift, didn't they?
Yeah, they got Swift, well, right?
Cool, but they have no line, though. Literally no line.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Like none. Not existent.
Caleb, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see Caleb pulling an Eli. Speaking
but
of pulling an Eli,
did,
though,
would you blame him? Well, he can't. Why can't he?
He can't.
What are you going to say?
I don't want to go there.
What's he going to do?
I think he's going to be whack. See, but like the Giants could come up off of that opportunity. So I'm not even going to be that mad if he does it because that could mean the
I don't
Giants
even know like
Caleb
the full
Williams.
Context of the what happened with Eli.
So Eli Manning was set to get drafted by the Chargers number one
right.
in 2004 back when you were in diapers. And Eli said, no, I'm not. If
and
you,
that was
if
it,
you
like,
put it in context,
did
his
he
dad
say
said
that,
it too.
Yeah.
When
his
did
dad
he
say said
that
it too.
At like what point in the draft when they picked
Oh, it
him?
Was before.
Long before.
Wait,
they
way
knew
before,
it was coming.
Weeks before.
Okay.
They said, don't do it.
Don't waste
don't
your
fucking
money on me,
do it.
I'm not doing
don't
it.
Fucking pick me because I'm not reporting. If you get me, I want to go
like
to the Giants. He literally said, I want to go to the Giants.
You should be penalized for that.
Even Archie Manning
should be able to fucking play if you do that.
Archie Manning did it as like followed up on it. He's like, he's not playing this and the third.
Yeah.
And basically the Giants, well, the Chargers still drafted Eli, but they made a pre-planned trade. Like, look, we're gonna take Phillip Rivers
right.
when no, at number Brees. Four. At number four, we're gonna Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, okay.
It's Phillip Rivers. And we're gonna trade you Phillip Rivers and a couple other picks.
Yeah, yeah.
for Eli. Yep. And that's what happened. Eli got his way. And, you know, it was a beneficial trade on both sides. Honestly, Philip Rivers had a great career in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And Eli had a great career in New York. But let's bring that up to bring this up. Deion Sanders just said 2 days ago that Shedeur Sanders, there's a couple teams, if they're the number one pick, he's pulling an Eli. He's pulling an Eli.
And he has cachet to do it.
And he said not just Shedeur, but Travis Hunter as well. He said, my guys ain't going to places that they don't want to be.
That's just
crazy. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
That's fucking whack.
But
that's the society we're in today.
And that's the type of person Deion is. He likes to change the game whatever he tries to do at every level.
Eli did it,
but he might normalize it.
There you go.
He might try and normalize it and make it cool. If it works, because you already know Shedeur is either going to want to go to one, the Cowboys, or two, the Falcons. Right?
But is he good enough? Yeah, is he even good enough?
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm getting.
We're going to find out this year.
Is he really good enough?
You know, Travis Hunter is the only star on that team.
Travis Hunter is definitely good enough.
And the brother is a good defensive back.
Shiloh's
decent. He's still got some growing.
He's like a second rounder.
But he's still got a couple years under to play.
Colorado's going to have to play ball this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like,
we're going to give you a pass. We're going to give Colorado a pass this year for, you know, only winning 4 or 5 games because this is their first year. They're coming off a 1-11 season before that. They still had some of those same players on that team.
He's got to get his
line.
Even
though they brought, quote-unquote, Louie, you know what I'm saying? He has to get a line together now.
He's got to get some linemen on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
He's got to get linemen on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I ain't giving him no fucking grace next year.
Yeah, no, Shedeur is going to be judged critically this year.
And I think his father is doing him an injustice. Just sometimes I love Deion. I love him to death. I love him as a player, but just shut up. Yeah, you're putting a bullseye on yourself and your kids. Just go out and let your actions win.
They're going to try to hurt his son. They already tried to do it that one game. Their rival team.
Not just his son, all the players.
Colorado State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to take him out.
He took out Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
Nasty, dirty, cheap shot, and they let it go. So
NCAA teams, especially in, were they in the Pac-10?
Yeah.
I think they're in the Pac-10. Especially Pac-10 teams fucking hate Colorado.
Now they hate
everything that they're
because
about.
they were a doormat before, but now they're getting all the attention. They're a 500 team getting tons of attention, and you know now they're on the map, and teams are jealous now. Coaches are jealous now.
Right.
Yeah,
and I wish Deion would just tone it down, bro. Just tone it down. You have to be humble. You have to be humble in this game, man, because no matter how good how good you are as a person, how good you speak, your team fails. All of that talking don't mean shit. You got to win. So if you shut the fuck up, you may get a pass on some shit.
Yeah.
Just be humble, man.
We'll see what happens with that situation. Speaking of top NFL drafts, players, JJ McCarthy from Michigan has been absolutely shooting up the stock of
I think Harbaugh's
Harbaugh is preaching to the gods about him. He said he's the number one quarterback in the draft. I don't believe that at all. I don't even think he's a top five.
I don't think he's a first rounder.
But he does have good tape. He does have
a great pro day, apparently.
He wins and he doesn't lose.
Yeah, he wins, but
he wins.
Can he drop back and pass? That's what's going to be the question. Can he drop back and pass? Because he's more of a running style quarterback. Can he drop back and play from the pocket?
Harbaugh's offense at Michigan was very West Coast like. It was a lot of bootlegs. It was a lot of drag routes. It was a lot of dink and dump.
Yeah.
It was a lot of pity pat passes. It wasn't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Read. Rip it down the fucking middle.
Everything's predetermined.
It wasn't
in the huddle.
None of that with
it's
him.
All predetermined in the huddle. You got two picks.
Right. Here, you're gonna do this or you're gonna do that?
Oh, I'm
right.
Running it. Yep.
Or you're running it. But Washington is being very, very Washington like. I thought Washington with new ownership, new front office, new this, new that,
they're
new coach, that they were gonna actually start getting on the right foot, But this is a very Washington of the old like move. Steiner if they move. Take this is a very Steiner like move. If they take JJ McCarthy at two and passing over Jaden Daniels and Drake May,
passing over all them other quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's a crazy nasty bag. And there's a lot of JJ McCarthy like fanboys, straight up fucking stands. Glazing him.
I'm not gonna be honest. I didn't even know who the fuck he was until the national championship game.
Facts, me neither.
I watched him play a couple times.
He didn't impress me in the national championship. He did a whole bunch of running. You know who did impress me? Blake Corum. That's who fucking impressed me. Yes, he impressed me. JJ McCarthy did not impress me at all. It could be smoke and mirrors, Raheem, but Washington will Washington.
I don't doubt they're stupid. That's the thing.
Washington will Washington. I promise
you.
Yeah. They will do some stupid shit. I promise you.
Looks like fucking Zach Wilson.
They have two good running backs down in Michigan. That dude who came in, the Dreads, I forget his fucking name. He ran the ball real well for Michigan last year, not when Corum was out.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I forget his name, but he had Washington a good running back.
RU and Colorado. Those are only two teams, Rutgers and Colorado.
So say if Washington actually did take JJ McCarthy, what would be 3, 4, and 5 at that point? Because
somebody's getting Marvin Harris Jr.
Yeah.
He's a top five pick. Neighbors is moving up people's lists. He's
a top five pick.
Malik Neighbors is
a dog.
Look, I want the Giants. I want the Giants to get Malik Neighbors.
I wouldn't be mad
if we can't get the three quarterbacks. It has to be Malik Neighbors.
Then we could trade back into the first.
Where's he from?
That's what I'm thinking.
From LSU.
LSU?
Yeah.
We know about those boys.
They keep some nice wideouts.
They keep a great wideout. They keep one at all times. And Malik Neighbors is that next one. Mm-hmm. Now, they're saying Odunze from Washington, the guy that had Penix turned up. But I don't really look. Malik Neighbors shits on Odunze, in my opinion.
Yeah, and anybody in the SEC is going to be good because that's basically semi-pro football down there, man.
It also, it just feels like it's almost a guarantee. Whether it's an Ohio State product, whether it's an LSU product, you know you're going to get a good wide receiver. I mean, that's just like what they breed over there. So.
Yeah, so if J.J. McCarthy goes number two, like, what do the Patriots do now? Are they going to go Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels. I think they're fully in.
So then at four, Arizona, right? That's Marvin Harrison?
I think so. I think him and K1.
Then number five is Chargers?
Yeah.
Who do the Chargers take?
I'm scared of them taking Neighbors.
I'm scared of them. Yeah, I am too, because they got rid of Keenan Allen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The number one again.
They might get one of those receivers. Yeah,
but
yeah.
They might also
they might trade back as well.
But think, where's Quentin Johnston from? Northwestern.
No, he's from TCU, brother.
Oh, the purple. Yeah. My bad. That's on me. I was trying to reach.
I know you tried. I know you
put some shit in there.
I tried. It was worth an effort.
Matt's in the mix over there.
Yeah, I was trying. Chargers in Arizona taking wideouts. It makes too much sense that they go wide receiver. That's the issue.
And I can see Drake May.
The Cardinals are going to get a receiver because they let Hollywood go. So the Chargers are going to get a receiver because they're back all in on Dwarf again. So they're getting a receiver.
I think McCarthy goes number two to Washington, that means the Giants are going to get
a quality player.
We're going to get Drake May.
The Giants are in a good spot right now.
I'm going to hope y'all get a fucking quarterback.
I'm praying that they take McCarthy at two. I'm praying on it. I'm praying to the gods. Because if not, this is how it's going to go. It's going to go Williams, Daniels, May, fucking Harrison, and then Neighbors. And then the Giants are shit out of fucking luck at six. You might as well trade back at that point.
Right.
Or take Brock Bowers.
God, man. The tight end.
The best tight end prospect.
You got to get a quarterback. You got to get a quarterback.
Yeah, I got to get a quarterback. Though.
You guys got
Penix in the second round or some shit. I would say trade back and get Penix.
Penix is better than Danny Dawg shit right now.
I agree. So, as far as throwing.
It's just
so. But I would rather trade back to like 17, 18. I'll trade back with the Vikings.
It's just so hard to have any type of optimism.
I'm like, not taking a Doomsday at six. I'm sorry. It's just, or you take Joe Alt or some shit. Like, I don't know.
Why would y'all get a tight end?
Because Waller's going to retire. Waller's out of here, bro.
Jones. Fuck it. Get Mark, but bring Mavaro back.
Daniel Jones fucking sent him into retirement.
Bring Mavaro back, bro. What the hell? Phil Simms.
Fuck, man.
Pisarcik, any fucking body.
I don't know, man. But that's going to wrap up Motorsports TV. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all support us by downloading us on Spotify, fucking following us on Apple Podcasts,
Instagram,
Instagram, everywhere. Just follow us and support us, you bitch ass niggas.
Shout out to Mark, to Matt and his little business he got, his little business.
Shout out to Apex. Yeah. Shout out to Apex.
Matt doing his things.
Uh huh.
So you, any, all any you people with small businesses, y'all need somebody to put y'all out there. Holler at my boy Matt. He got it going.
Yeah, yeah. Maggie Saturday too.
Yes, sir.
DJ Simo.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm get my old Maggie ass out Saturday. There two stepping.
Yeah. Maggie for the Easter party.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. All right, guys. I'll see y'all. Peace. Be good.